Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mercury Midday News. I'm Kara Santucci, your host today. I'm the managing editor of the Mercury, running down our last couple weeks of production cycles and my work as an editor, which is really exciting. I'm in the studio alone today right now. Usually I'm here with Nidhi Gatke, but it's all good because later in the hour we are going to have some guests and it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be a good show. We have EJ Chong, who works for TV and for the graphics team, and we have Chad Austin, who works for the Mercury's graphics team, who are both ATEC students. And they will be here in their capacity as ATEC students, and we're going to be discussing some of the changes to the ATEC program that you guys will be seeing instituted over the next year or so. We'll have some announcements first, so let's do the news. Weather for the day. Today it's 80 with a low of 60 and cloudy. Friday, high of 80, low of 62 and partly sunny. Saturday, 80 and a low of 63 and cloudy. And Sunday, high of 79 and a low of 64 and chances of storm. It could rain all weekend. Remains to be seen. So carry an umbrella wherever you go. I'm really bad about that. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, basketball is playing Louisiana today at 2 p.m. on the baseball field for an ASC match. April 14th is the National Day of Silence from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's tomorrow on the plinth, bringing visibility to LGBT issues. So that's really important. Head out to that. April 15th from 1 to 4 p.m. in the SLC 2.303. That's this Saturday. They're showing a documentary called Disobedience. And that should be really interesting. So if you're interested in any of that, I encourage you guys to go out, check the comic calendar, get involved. It's a great way to be active on campus. So we're going to take a real quick music break. When we come back, I'll be playing a brief recording from the ATEC Town Hall that was done earlier last week, and we reported on that for the Mercury as well, so pick up an issue, and that report will be in there as well as online, but to get a more live sense of what happened at the event and then what students are saying about it, stay on the air, stay tuned. We'll be bringing that to you in just a few minutes.
Heads off the street.
Hi, I'm Miriam Percival, and I'm the news editor at The Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD. Hey everyone, we are back. Kara Santucci again. Quick reminder that you are listening to Radio UTD, the student-run radio station for the University of Texas at Dallas, streaming live from the Student Union located in Richardson, Texas. Just a quick reminder, the first ever Fortress Festival is taking place in Fort Worth's Cultural District on April 29th and 30th, with the lineup featuring Run the Jewels, Purity Ring, Flying Lotus, and Slow Drive. It's guaranteed to be a blast, and it's happening right here in DFW. UTD students can get 15% off of tickets with the code FORTRESSUTD. Just make sure to show your comment card at the door. So we are going to segue into playing a recording from the ATEC Town Hall in case you missed it. We tweeted on our page, which is Merc Midday News. On Twitter, MERC, Midday News spelled the normal way. We will be tweeting the article that we put in the paper for you to get some background information, but here we go. We're going to play a clip from the town hall.
Five pathways that we're starting with: animation, critical media studies, design and production, games, and mediated communication. So what you'll notice right off the bat, I think, or I hope, is that animation is sticking around. Animation is sticking around and essentially remaining the same. Games is sticking around and essentially remaining the same. I've heard rumors that games is going away, games is changing to game studies, all these kinds of things. None of that stuff is true. Critical media studies is going to be sort of a branch of what was formerly EMAC. Design and production is going to be sort of this incubator area where we will have things that either we don't have faculty or staff to cover all the interest, or we have smaller number of students that are interested. We're viewing it as an incubator, as I said, so that new programs will basically be burst out of design and production. So things like sound design, digital fabrication, UX, UI design. So students that are currently taking courses in those will be covered under the design and production pathway, with the hope that eventually at some point they'll grow into their own pathway. And then mediated communication is sort of the other branch that grew out of the EMAC program. So with these new pathways, there are a few new courses that are being introduced. Mostly, I think, in critical media studies and media communication, although there are a few others that are also being sprinkled in there. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail about what those new courses are just yet. If you've got questions about them, you can talk to your advisors and they can give you a lot more of the specifics about those. One of the other big changes about the new degree program and about the pathways is going to be the introduction of portfolio reviews. So right now, as you all know, if you get into, if you're accepted into UT Dallas, you can pick your major, you can pick the school that you want to go into. That's not changing, but now we're going to introduce portfolio reviews to be accepted into one of these five pathways that I mentioned. Okay, so everybody will come in as freshmen or as transfer students, and we'll start in the design and production pathway. And then for first-year students, during the second semester of their sophomore year, they will apply to get into games, animation, mediated communication, and so forth, with a portfolio review that they will build based on the sort of like their early classes that they take. Transfer students will go through the same process after their first full semester as an ATEC student. Okay? More details will be coming soon regarding, you know, what gets submitted in a portfolio, who reviews the portfolios, what happens if you're a junior and you know you fail out of all your classes, what happens to your status or your standing within the pathway. All those kinds of things are being developed. And we'll hopefully be in play by next fall. Okay. What else can I say about that? Let's see. Current degree plan. So everybody in here, I'm assuming, is currently on a degree plan within ATEC. You have either an ATEC or an EMAC catalog that you are connected to based on your start date and how you came into the program, none of that's going to change. Okay? So you guys get to keep your current degrees, or your current degree plans, rather, I should say. You will be given the option of switching to the new catalog if you want to. Probably if you are a senior or a junior, it's not going to make a lot of sense for you to switch to the new catalog or the new pathway system, because there will be additional classes probably that you'll have to take. It may extend your time to graduation, that kind of thing. If you're a freshman, if you're a sophomore, talk it over with your advisor. If you think it's maybe something that you want to look into doing, then you might not be as quite in the same shape as upperclassmen. It's not, as it says on there, it's not required that any of you switch. So even freshmen that are on a current ATEC or EMAC plan, you can stay on that plan until you graduate. Okay. What's up with this new prefix thing that everybody's hearing about, right? So you all should have received several emails, I believe it's going out three times, with a PDF of a prefix conversion chart. Short story behind this, we wanted to try and consolidate all of the ATEC and EMAC course numbers into a single prefix to try and make things a little bit cleaner and sort of like allow us to restructure some of our numbering systems that we have. And due to state regulations, there are rules about existing classes and changing course numbers and course numbers that haven't been offered for a while, and limitations on the types of changes that can be made. So it was recommended to us that we just change the prefix altogether. We had originally looked actually at using ATC as the prefix for all courses, and then basically, we were told, yeah, it really needs to be four letters. So we added the M to the end of ATC. This is not the new name of the school. This is not the new program. The four letters could be WXYZ for all we care. It's just an indication so that we have unique identifiers in the course catalog. Okay. I've heard multiple rumors about what ATCM and what it means and what it stands for. We're still ATEC. This is just the prefix that's going to be in the course catalog. Okay, and then the big thing also that I forgot is why are these changes happening now? Why are you guys just now hearing about it? And I mentioned before about the whole pending approval stamp that's on all my slides. Basically, any time that changes are made to degree plans, significant changes to courses, course descriptions, course numbers, all of that kind of stuff, it has to go through this very, very elaborate and rigorous approval process. So you can see, and there are two sort of stages to that, and one is internal. You can see I've got the ATEC faculty have to approve everything. There are multiple groups within the university, the Council for Undergraduate Education, Graduate Council, Committee for Educational Policy, and then finally Faculty Senate. All of those groups on campus have to review the changes, and if not, everybody reviews it at once. It goes to one committee at a time, they approve it, it passes to the next committee at a time. So it takes several months for that approval process to happen. Once that happens, then it goes to the state for approval. We were told when we initially started talking about these changes that we can't advertise, we can't market, we can't even really talk about the program until we receive approval from the state. Okay. Right now, all of the internal UTD approvals have happened. It's been sent to the state. We're waiting for them to review it and get back to us. I don't know that we have an ETA even really on when we're going to hear from them, but that is the status that we're at right now. Here's the catch, right? You guys have to sign up for classes in the fall. So we have to be telling you these new changes that we're making because the prefix is changing and new courses are coming in and things like that. So that's why for some of you it seems like it's being done kind of like in a black box and this lack of transparency and all that kind of stuff. It's not because we didn't want to share it with you guys, it's because we're limited by the state exactly what we can share with you until the final approval. Right? Once that we get that final approval, you bet we're going to have parties and lots of announcements and flyers and stuff going all over the place, right? So you'll see articles in the papers and on UTD TV probably and things like that too, right? So, but until that time, we're kind of keeping it sort of low key a little bit. But as I said, we have to tell you guys so that you know what classes to sign up for.
everyone, and we are back on the air with Mercury Midday News. I'm here in studio with Chad Austin and EJ Chong, who are here not only as representatives of our organization, but they are speaking today only as students of ATEC, which is a good reminder to say that the views and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the DJs and the guests and do not reflect the Mercury or student media or the university as a whole. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hello, my name's Chad. I'm the graphics editor here at UTD Mercury, and I'm also an ATEC senior by credit. So I know a few things about ATEC.
Hi, guys. I'm EJ. I also work for the graphics team. I'm also working for UTD TV, and I'm an ATEC EMAC double major, but that is soon to change.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't even... If y'all listen to the town hall audio, you will have a little bit of backstory, but did you guys go to the town hall?
I was there for the first session. I think that was like Tuesday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I was only there for the second half, but I did get to ask, I think it was Eric Farrar, mm-hmm. a question, mm-hmm. and I was only there for like when they were taking questions, and I don't know, it seemed like the town hall meeting was more so to like deflect concerns and less about answering real questions. But that's just what I think. What do you think, Chad?
I got more notes because I wasn't able to be there for both the days. But like from what it seemed like, it was like kind of like EJ said, where there's a lot of like, questions and a lot of bouncing around. Like, but most of it's kind of been like because everyone's been freaking out about it. Like a lot of questions have been answered through professors, through the town hall. So a lot of what was unknown is like now known. So.
So what was the concern? Because it seemed like from what I heard at the town hall that this was kind of building for a while. Like the students knew something was going on, but they didn't know exactly what was going on. Would that be accurate?
I actually don't think anyone knew until ATEC Dean Ann Balsamo was added, which was this semester.
Right.
And no one had any idea that they were actually going to go through with making ATCM and changing the prefixes, because the important part was for like the important thing that we're freaking out about is the main fact that they're changing like the courses and the curriculum and the degree plans. It's one thing to call ATEC and EMAC the same major. It's another thing to completely revamp your degree plans, and everyone's going to freak out about if they're going to graduate on time and things like that.
Right. How does that affect the students that are already partway into their ATEC or EMAC degree plans?
Mm-hmm. It kind of varies. Like for a lot of people that, like for instance myself, that are doing ATEC, your courses will still be ATEC. You know, you're still going to complete your major on your same degree plan. Although with these changes, it has made it harder to take some of the classes. Although a lot of those instances, like say there was one instance where, and I believe this was at the town hall, where someone was asking about, hey, I can't sign up for my EMAC courses to graduate. They're like not appearing on coursebook, but some of them are up now, and one of the things that was said is that actually the EMAC courses, it's a glitch, you know, that like those actually aren't up yet, and like they're still trying to work on it, because with all these changes, like it uploading the coursebook, it's kind of like just it's been a hassle trying to get it all together up there at one time, and so apparently it's coming, because a lot of the things that's been here is just like it's as long as you're still ATEC and as long as you're still EMAC, you can do your stuff, but it just depends on exactly your case situation. Like, for instance, with me, I can still take my courses and graduate with ATEC, but because I'm already doing that. But
okay.
Newer people coming in have a little bit different.
Right. And I'm a current sophomore going to my junior year, so it's very difficult for my year because we're right in the middle of our four-year plan. So if we for me, I am actually going to switch over. Well, I want to, but
to
the ATCM
degree plan, yes.
And you have the option to do that or stay?
Yes. So everyone has the option to stay on their degree plan because that's like their policy. They're not allowed to take away your credits or anything like that. But with the new degree plan, there's actually like some benefits. I actually looked at the degree plans. I've talked about it with some professors, and it looks like it will like push ATEC and EMAC into like a better direction with, you know, better organization and more focused curriculum. The issue now is for my year, since we're literally right in the middle of our degree, right, whether we want to stay or switch over, because it's kind of a 50-50 thing. If I switch over, I have the same amount of credits, but as Chad said, some of the EMAC classes aren't available, so there's a 50% chance that like those will not be available at all.
Ever again?
Not ever again. More like, so if I switch over, this is a personal example. If I switch over to my degree plan, for example, there are 6 courses that I need to take. That's the same for my current degree plan, because I still have my major credits that I absolutely need to get out of the way. But the thing with the new degree plan is though none of those classes are available right now, and there's a lot of uncertainty over whether faculty will actually be hired for those classes and if that will be available in the future.
Right. Okay. So this seems to affect you more than it does Chad. Is that because you're earlier on in your plan?
Because people that are a little bit early on are having are getting affected by it a little bit more. For instance, one of the bigger issues, because this is really, this entire change is like for a long term benefit. In the end, this really will be like a good thing. It's just right at this current moment, it's kind of like messing with what was already here, just kind of throwing a lot of confusion, kind of making classes a little bit more difficult to like plan and think about. And like more specifically, it's made some courses that you ordinarily would take at upper level courses, for instance, right now, like certain upper level courses in ATEC normally would be offered in fall, but they won't be now. And that's for a variety of reasons, not just because of this ATCM switch. There's a lot of different things going on in ATEC.
Right.
And so in the end, you know, it's like next spring, you know, 2018 fall, those changes will probably be made to where all courses can be accommodated or a lot more than are now, and a lot more professors will be on campus to be able to teach those. It's just currently right now, for these next couple semesters, it might be a little bit rough to get into the exact course you wanted to like a year ago.
Right. You said that this will ultimately be a good thing. Why do you think that?
For me personally, it's like that really allows a lot more like flexibility into what you really would like to do in ATEC. It's because one of the bigger things with ATCM that they're doing is like when you graduate, specifically you're getting like ATCM in sound design, ATCM in animation. So your specialty will be on there rather than it just being like, hey, what'd you get a degree in? It's like, oh, arts and technology. But I did game design for it. It's like, okay, so this really kind of funnels you specifically into what you'd want to do. And with EJ's example, and this is what I would have done if I was in her position, actually, because this is what I'm interested in, is there's a design and production option now, which is a lot, which a lot of ATEC people, really could take advantage of here. So there's a lot more options here that benefit the whole than were before, I'd say.
Right, and for EMAC majors especially, because I kind of have the best of both worlds, or the worst of both worlds, I have sort of an insider source with one of the EMAC professors who said, if you're on the current EMAC degree plan, but you want to be more involved with production and having a design portfolio, because EMAC is kind of like confusing right now. There's like a research side where you can get deeper into social sciences, but you can also go into interactive design, UX design, and things like that. So if you're in EMAC for what I want to do, which is like design and production, it would be better to switch to ATCM, is what this professor has told me.
Okay. So if part of the benefit of the switch is the ability to officially declare a concentration on your degree, do you think it would have been equally as effective to just make that available with the existing ATEC and EMAC degrees? Like, say, you'd be able to get ATEC in game design. Like, why was it necessary to combine the schools for that to happen?
I actually don't think it was necessary to do that.
Okay.
I think the thing about declaring concentrations is even with, in both ATCM and in both the old degree plans, there just wasn't enough classes to support some concentrations. So if you wanted to be a sound design major, it was already hard enough to be declared a sound design concentration when you were just an ATEC major. Now with ATCM, it's a lot more uncertain because there are a lot less faculty. Like, sound design is, really scared right now. I think we only have one professor staying.
Right.
And there's a lot of uncertainty over whether faculty will actually be hired for those classes. But that's just one example, and I know there's a lot of smaller concentrations that just could not be supported within like the original ATEC program, like pre-production, sound design, all that jazz. I do believe that if you could have just had the option to declare game design or animation in the old degree plan, hopefully with ATCM, they will sustain more classes to declare actual concentrations, but who knows?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And for me, the biggest thing that actually I'm kind of excited about for this is just when I first came into ATEC, there was so many courses, because I'm doing game design there, that were like, hey, we would love to have this on the horizon, like blank course, or hey, we'd love to have this course. But a lot of those don't happen, and so what you find is, like, when you get to be, like, junior level in those courses, you've taken quite a few courses that, like, weren't offered originally when you were starting the major, and, like, some courses that, like, just got made, like, for instance, like, Level Design 2 is like, you know, the newer thing that we're starting to have, you know, like, newer. There's just a lot more ATEC courses that, like, kind of fall in and out. There's some that are always there and static, but, like, some kind of sprout up every now and then that, like, are awesome to take. So it's kind of difficult to really come in and get the exact same experience as someone else, because you might take courses that, like, someone didn't even have, like, 3 years ago, mm-hmm. even though ATEC's fairly new. So hopefully with this, there's a lot more structure to it. So say, like, you know, with upper-level game design, it's like, hey, now you can take level design, blank, 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 you know. And we do have that to a degree now, but even more so, because it kind of feels like everything's been very malleable for the past, like, year or so within ATEC.
And is that a bad thing?
Like that it's been malleable?
Yeah.
In some ways, like no, I guess, because, you know, it's allowed it to, like, grow and, like, try out courses and just kind of really gauge the waters. And also one of the more difficult things is with ATEC, you get, like, a lot of industry professionals that are teaching there rather than you know, like, a professor that's, like, you know,
PhD,
yeah. You know, you have, like, someone that came from the industry that's coming here to lecture, and they'll be here for, like, you know, whatever their contract is, and that's great, but when they leave, you know, sometimes you'll lose some of the courses that they brought that their knowledge only could have had. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm.
Right, and I totally agree when you say the malleability of, I guess, ATEC, or now ATCM, is definitely one of the benefits of our degree, because it's such a weird, like, combination of things that are involved that does lead to, like, issues of there's only so many things offered based on who is passionate about things. Mm-hmm. For example, sorry to bring up sound design again, but in sound design, to speak very candidly, and this is my opinion, but it is also generally agreed upon by other students, and I mean this to no harm to other sound design professors, but Frank DeFore is definitely our best sound design professor, and I do believe that he basically fathered a sound design program, and with him leaving, we're concerned that because there is no current structure that, you know, anything could happen at this point. Like, you need someone with passion to come in to do these things, and it's awesome, but when those people leave, passion kind of fizzles out.
Right, it's not a lasting
right
structure. So does that mean students that have a de facto... I mean, can you officially declare concentrations in ATEC or EMAC right now?
You can be game design or animation, but the thing about animation is that within animation, there are specific concentrations for that as well. And in ATEC, you can't officially be a sound designer, and you can't be in, like, pre-production, which is also a weird discussion on its own, because the pre-production program right now only has one class, even though it was advertised when I applied to this school, and it's only for the animation program, even though pre-production is an aspect of game design.
Yeah, all these things also apply to game design, too. Like,
right.
There's so many different things within game design, and because, like, for instance, you could go your entire way through, like, the game design program and focus on narrative, or you could go entirely through the game design program and focus on coding, you know, so you could have two completely different experiences with the same degree, and so that's one of the reasons why I believe, like, this is actually such a hard degree to, like, really, like, hold, you know, like, be what it is, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So do you think, I guess, if part of, do you think part of the concern that led to creating ATCM came from trying to make the degree maybe more valuable in the real world? Because it sounds like if the degree is kind of this ambiguous arts and technology, and you can say, well, I focused in sound design, but there's no paper evidence of that, I mean, will this kind of help that, do you think?
I definitely think that, especially for incoming freshmen, because now they're not treating ATEC, arts and technology, and emerging media communication as two different things. Now, because the degree plans, the majors are actually like very similar. So ATCM makes sense logically. And if you're an incoming freshman and you major in ATCM and you pick a degree plan, you will most likely like have an actual concentration and you'll be able to focus on that thing that you want. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you just said. Yeah, it's definitely like a lot more concrete in terms of like security when you graduate as far as like what we have right now.
Oh, and sorry, I meant to add this earlier, but I just heard rumors. I think they're adding like a portfolio review to ATCM. I'm not 100%
sure. That would
sure.
be awesome. They right? should they well, should have requirements yeah. to get into ATEC.
Well, yeah. Would that mean as part of the application process you have to have a portfolio or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think you're doing like a mid, like after your first semester of junior year or like after your like second year, like the halfway point when after you're, like during ATEC or ATCM or whatever, I guess you're going to do a portfolio review with like a faculty of your professors or whatever board that they're going to use. I'm not sure what the purpose of that is. So if you do a portfolio review and it's bad, will they kick you out?
Right.
I hope not.
That's kind of late in your degree plan to start all over.
I think maybe it'd be like, hey, so the way I'd imagine it is, because I'm actually very, very behind that idea, which is like, because a lot of people coast through ATEC.
Your portfolio is your major.
Your portfolio is your major, and if you graduate ATEC without a portfolio, what'd you even do?
Right.
Like, so because there's quite a few people in ATEC that I, you know, see in classes that like are watching Let's Plays on their laptop or, you know, like just I don't even know what they're doing, you know, and like, or they'll be submitting an assignment and there's like nothing there, but like they're supposedly going to be like a game designer or like an animation student. So having like either a portfolio system coming into the college or midway through where like, you know, you can have the game design professors, animation professors pretty much tell you like, hey, you don't have anything. Like, what are you doing? You know, because a lot of ATEC is doing stuff on your own as well. And that's kind of one of the problems within the degree, but not necessarily a problem. It's just that it's like, how much do the professors have you put into your portfolio throughout the degree, and how much should you be doing on your own?
Right. Mm-hmm. I think something I've always heard is that ATEC is one of those degrees where you get out what you put into it.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
That's absolutely correct.
Which I feel like isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it does, I feel like, would have more potential to reflect badly on the degree if you have a bunch of people being churned out who had no checks and balances for being held responsible for creating.
So I think that portfolio review would probably like help out with that, because it's like, hey, you should be doing more than just this. Like,
yeah, the portfolio review would be like, do you have a portfolio? If not, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why are you in this major?
Right. So I guess going forward, EJ, at the beginning we were talking a little bit about your impressions of the town hall. Like, what would you like to see from the ATEC faculty? Like, what do students need to know? Because I know it seemed like you're a little disappointed with.
Oh, I was disappointed.
Yeah.
First of all, my biggest deal is that this merger is a huge deal. You would not normally go to a college and halfway through your college experience, they say, okay, we're going to flip your degree plans and your majors. I feel like I don't think it's unreasonable for me to say that that is quite remarkable, and that probably wouldn't happen to other majors. I know ATEC and EMAC are very experimental, you know, majors, and they're very creative, so it kind of fosters that kind of change. But I don't think the way in which the faculty approached this change was appropriate for how demanding and big of a change this is. For instance, the town hall meeting was in the ATEC, like, lobby stairs,
right,
which is not like the most ideal place for a town hall meeting.
Also, the flyer was gross.
That
was like
the whole preparation and presentation of the meeting was just sloppy, in my opinion. For instance, those stairs don't hold a lot of people, and we're in the middle of the building. We're not even in an actual lecture space, so that already kind of expects, you know, oh, this is how we're going to give you our information. That, and the fact that, the fact that there is this kind of sitting on your hands attitude towards transparency between faculty and students, it's just a little disappointing. I understand that they're not allowed to share certain details while they're like in the process of these major changes, because it just makes sense. Like, your superiors are like, you can't, this information can't get out. But I still don't think that students of ATEC and EMAC had proper preparation for the changes that they announced, especially during the week of registration. For one thing, if you're going to change your entire classes,
yeah.
If this student change is going to like totally revamp registration and everyone's freaking out during the week of registration, maybe have the town hall meeting before registration week,
right.
And not 2 days after students have already started registering for classes. They already see that a lot of their classes aren't available, and they haven't even physically talked to someone about the conversion. We received those conversion charts of ATEC credits to ATCM credits in an email from our advisors, and for me, that was the first direct line of communication between us and someone from ATEC that we are switching to ATCM. If you weren't paying attention to, like, the Mercury, which does a great job of delivering news, by the way, or, you know, listening to rumors, because the announcement of this was all rumors. It was all through indirect interviews. It was all faculty and professors being like, oh, we're losing people. It seems like it's because of ATCM. And then we get an email that says, guess what? We're switching to ATCM. Have fun registering for classes in 2 weeks. That's... I don't even have words. Sorry to be salty,
but... Poorly managed
it
transition.
Was, yeah, mm-hmm. I think it was a... Yes, that's perfect. That's a perfect phrasing. It was poorly managed preparation. It isn't necessarily anyone's fault, but that doesn't mean that it's not anyone's responsibility.
Mm. I like that.
Thanks.
Yeah. That is poetic. Thanks. So does that mean that people were having to kind of revamp their schedules after registration in light of the whole ATCM thing?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well...
Maybe it depends on who you are.
It depends on who you are, because, I mean, it for, like, EJ is having to consider, you know, changing, like, whether to the design production thing, mm-hmm. but whereas for other people, it's just looking at, oh, what was my ATEC course before, and what's the new thing to change it to? So it's, because that's what the conversion chart did, is it was like, your ATEC course is now listed as ATCM, this number.
So and it just kind of changed how you searched it.
It just kind of changed how you searched it for a lot of people, and it really just depends on who you are.
It really depends, because if you're, for example, an animation, and you're, like, modeling or one of the traditional Maya concentrations, then it's actually not that hard because they still have faculty for those classes. But if you're an EMAC major and all your
sound
classes
design.
Are individual, yeah. Oh, boy.
Those
poor sound designers.
Yeah.
What about... So this is one of those changes that needs to be approved by the state, correct?
I'm pretty sure so. They haven't gotten state
yeah.
approved.
Yeah, that was the last we heard when we were doing our reporting on it.
And I know part of it actually is this change was required by state, because after a certain point you need to have like a number and like change to like your courses every 5 years, and so we were due for that.
Why did I need?
I don't know. It's a state thing. Because I looked at like that's one of the laws. So that's like that's part of this whole thing,
okay.
But it's not the whole thing.
Like they use that maybe as an opportunity to restructure.
Yeah, and so that's kind of what because with EJ saying, you know, how like a lot of it's very messy and it really is, but I mean, it's doing this entire change. I don't think could have not been messy. Like I don't like this. It's such a big thing. Professors are kept out of the loop. Like it's there's so much going on. ATEC has so many different hands in play. There's so many people that want things to go differently. So many
there's
people that
too
want
many
this.
Cooks in the kitchen.
There's way too many cooks in the kitchen, and it's very. I don't think this could have not been messy.
There's like, too many cooks in a way too small kitchen.
Yeah, so there's things that definitely could have been done better, but like overall, to create a good comprehensive change to make ATEC for the better. you know, it's...
It was going to be messy.
It was going to be messy no matter what.
It was going to be messy. Like, so. I mean, A-Tech is already messy as it, in itself, and I can yell on the air and be, like, really angry and, like, you know, email my advisors and be like, what's going on? But, I mean, in the end, it is going to even out eventually. Mm-hmm. It just sucks for the rest of us who have to bear with the fire.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, here's hoping that it works out.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming on the air. This is Chad Austin and EJ from The Mercury and from TV. So we're going to take a quick music break, and then we'll come back to wrap up.
And if you see it laying around, it's all right to take it. Nothing at all, and if nobody saw it. But if the circumstance is right and you're mistaken, see it's turning off here, but I'd say that it's quite you. Never speak too soon when an idea needs to level. Declarations can be made, won't make it true. And if you don't make room in your backpack for the devil,
I'm gonna get you. got a confession. I made a mistake. I let my heart beat louder than my brain. I know there's no way, no how. And I had my doubts, and they're bringing me down, down. Lipstick stains on your collar, the smell of her perfume. Red flags turn white as soon as I hear you.
I'm Bharat Armili, and I'm the web editor for the UTD Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.
All right, y'all, that is it for us today. I hope you enjoyed that segment on a little bit about what's going on in ATEC right now. I know I did. Lots of close friends that are ATEC. A lot of people are unsure. It's an important thing to be aware of. And remember, please follow our Twitter at Merc Midday News. We just tweeted the link to the article we did on that town hall. So if you listen to this and you want more information, or if you didn't, you're only catching the last end of it, check out that article written by our news editor. There's a lot of good information there, and we'll be following the story. So if you're concerned, we are too. We're worried about it as well. And we're following it. So thank y'all for listening so much. We're winding down the last couple weeks here. We're going to have some cool stuff in the last show. A little bit of a year in review, what happened, our favorites, all that kind of stuff. You've been listening to Radio UTD, the student-run radio station for the University of Texas at Dallas. Thanks, y'all.
The Mercury Midday News is produced by Kara Santucci and co-hosted by Nidhi Gottke. The MMN is a converged product of The Mercury, the student-run newspaper at the University of Texas at Dallas and Radio UTD. Music credits Ben Sound and PurplePlanet.com.